The financial network spans China, Russia, Libya, and Thailand, with the accused acting as agents of North Korea's foreign trade bank, funneling billions of dollars towards North Korea. The US indictment claims they created more than 250 shell companies dotted around the world to help cover up the trades and payments which went via the US financial system. In a statement, acting U.S. Attorney Michael R. Sherwin said the case showed that the U.S. was committed to hampering North Korea's ability to illegally access the U.S. financial system and to limiting its ability to use proceeds towards these illicit actions. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.